In a time when there's plenty of experimental theater, producer Jim Betts believes it's important to remember classic America theater.
And I think there's room for some of the older shows that have been around for a while. They're classics for a reason. And we saw that this was the 50th anniversary of the first production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Billy Rose Theater, October 13th, 1962.
The play focuses on two couples, one in the midst of a violent argument. The other couple is nearly drawn into the intense infighting. Director Tony Haig, who also chairs the drama department at Center College, sees his role as helping actors move into unfamiliar territory.
The character says something or does something that is completely out of the life experience of the actor. And my job is to find the nugget in the actor's mind and life and background and experience that we can explode. In a sense, we're all the sum of a whole bunch of human motions and human relationships.
Lexington actor Sharon Sikorsky plays the part of Martha. It's Martha who's in a major conflict with her husband, George. Sikorsky calls it the most challenging role she's ever played.
There are so many things that this character has to go through, all kinds of emotions, and the motivations for these people are, well, they're unique. This character is not like me at all, but it's been really fun finding out about her.
Sikorsky says the play is funny and shocking and includes a lot of sex and violence. Still, she says it also can prompt theatergoers into some self-examination.
It's about real human beings, and so hopefully people can find something in these characters that they can relate to. And this play has the potential to touch someone very deeply. It's just a very human play. Yeah, it's very deep that way.
Director Tony Haig says the long play, about 3 hours long, takes a number of 90-degree turns. He saw that recently when a couple of drama students from Center took in a rehearsal.
Their faces when they saw what was happening, and it just happens in about 5 lines, suddenly the whole world turns. And there's this sharp intake of breath. One of the guys, his head just dropped between his knees. He just couldn't stand it. And the girl, her mouth went open. And her eyes went wide. And I'm going, yeah, that's exactly the sort of reaction I want from an audience. They've lived with these people for the past 3 hours. And everything they thought they knew about them has suddenly changed. It's great theater.
Well, it's the 50th anniversary of the first theatrical performance. The first film version came out in 1966, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Given its racy nature, producer Jim Betts says it marked the beginning of today's movie rating system.
It was the one that brought into existence G, PG, R, and I don't think PG actually. I think it was G, R, and X. But this whole new rating. So there's this gradation of vulgarity that was tolerated, and there were warnings associated with it. And this was the catalyst film that brought that into existence.
When the actors take the stage this Saturday evening, their performance falls exactly 50 years after the very first opening night of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.